Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And also in my Twitter bio, you will find the link to our hockey Discord, the Talking Puck Discord. It's so much fun. Be a part of the community. And Discord is really doing a great job to rebrand themselves. No, they're not paying me for an endorsement or anything, but it was seen as only for gamers for a very long time. But you know what? It is a great place to share all kinds of things, whether it's an article or music or video or just your thoughts. It's a great place to chat. So please join us on the Talking Puck Discord. And again, the link is in my Twitter bio at Callahan on Air. All right, I wanted to talk about the Hart Trophy. All the NHL awards have been announced, at least as far as the finalists go. So this year, it's Edmonton's Leon Draisaitl, Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon, and New York Rangers winger Artemi Panarin, the finalists for the Hart Trophy. So one of the things I like to focus on with the awards, because I think we lose sight of things, and especially you'll hear me get on my Norris soapbox about how we end up picking the defenseman with the most points, and it drives me crazy. But the award is given to, quote, the player judged most valuable to his team, end quote. And that's voted on by the Professional Hockey Writers Association. Last year it was Nikita Kucherov. So looking at everybody for this year, Draisaitl is a guy who was leading the league in scoring and also I think is a very talented hockey player. A lot of people, I think, are not going to give him as much credit because he played alongside Connor McDavid for the bulk of the season. Here's the thing. Even when McDavid was out, his numbers were still up. So Draisaitl is clearly the real deal, getting it done himself. But I really and truly believe, and it's unfortunate, but Connor McDavid hurts his candidacy. Him being nominated is actually a pretty big deal, if you ask me. Panarin is a guy with the Rangers. I was actually a little surprised to see him on here. Now, he did finish fourth in scoring in the league this year with 95 points and obviously would have been over 100 for a full season, was over 20 points ahead of his closest teammate, so also helped the Rangers get to a place where they've got a shot at with this whole rebirth of the season going after the Stanley Cup. Not that the points aren't everything. Obviously they're very valuable when you're, you know, by 20 points, the leading scorer on your team. And even in the NHL, leading the league in even strength points at 71, second in the league in assists, and plus minus, those are a lot of good things about Panarin. So I get the stats, but I actually was a little surprised by his inclusion. And actually, look, defensemen always get short shrift when it comes to this, and so do goaltenders. Although we've seen a goaltender take home the Hart Trophy before. But I don't know why. I was just a little surprised to see Panarin on the ballot. But with the Rangers being in New York, having all of the fanfare they've had around them through their rebuild here, and quite frankly with the contract, Panarin had to perform this year, and he did. He's a good player. He's a quality player and a guy I'd love to have on my team. I just don't think he's the guy because I think it's going to be Nathan MacKinnon. So MacKinnon's been a finalist a couple of times in the last couple of years for the Hart Trophy, was leading the Avalanche in points. Here's the crazy gap, though. 43 points between MacKinnon, who had 93, and Cale Makar, who was second on the team with 50 points. And by the way, I still think Makar should be Rookie of the Year. But that's crazy to me. 43 points better than anyone else on your team. And taking that Avalanche team, which has talent, but getting them to second, they had some goaltending issues, some injury issues this year. They've gone through a lot of different things. You know, and MacKinnon's a guy who is also a big time leader on that team. And so I look at it from the overall standpoint of what a guy means to his team. And that's why I read you that quote at the very top. And I'll say it again. It's to the player judged most valuable to his team. That's why I think Draisaitl doesn't win, because Connor McDavid is just as valuable to his team as Connor McDavid. So those two, and again, I hate to say it, not to slight Draisaitl, but I think they wash each other out. Panarin is valuable to his team, and I think part of me feels maybe that I would have, I guess, liked to see the Rangers finish higher, maybe, or him pull them along a little bit more. But that's why I think MacKinnon is the perfect guy to win the award this year. Because of where the Avalanche finished, because of what they went through this year, because of his performance all throughout the year, MacKinnon is definitely the most valuable player in the league to his team. And when it comes down to that, I think he's my Hart Trophy winner this year. All right, that's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. By the time you're listening to this, we may or may not know the Seattle franchise nickname, but if you're listening to this before 12 noon or 9 a.m. Pacific on July 23rd, we don't know yet. And if you're listening to it after then, we do know. And I will talk about that in our next Tiny Biscuits as well. All right, everybody, don't forget Talking Puck TV is on live Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. We are on YouTube and we are on Twitch. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next time.